You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
So I'm here with Mariana from Bunny Cakes. We go back a long time. Excited to see you here because this shows growth, expansion. And I know you were talking about this for a while. I know when you were launching this and you were doing that big push. And to see you here and also to see you all over the place, like I see your brand all over the place. It's a great success story to let people know, stick with it and continue working and go for your dream. So tell people a little bit about Bunny Cakes and how this all got started.
Well, Bunny Cakes started in my house, in my kitchen, in my home kitchen. Basically, I was very frustrated because I couldn't find a product that I was, that I will feel secure or it will look, you know, nicely enough for my kid's birthday. As you know, I have 5 kids and two of them were extremely allergic to dairy products when they were little. So based on, you know, that I couldn't find what I wanted for them in the market, I started baking in my home kitchen. And that's how the idea developed, you know, during those nights that I was baking for them, to say, well, maybe there is a gap in the market. And it was, of all the people that, like me, were having the same issues, the same problems with themselves or with their family. And I started selling them like as a consignment in different cafes and restaurants. And the word quickly spread through the community, because as I thought, it was clear that there was a gap in the market on that specific vegan dessert baked goods market in Miami at that time. Mm-hmm. And that's how we started the idea. Eventually, we opened the stores. And we were extremely successful and happy. But like I say before, I say always my goal was to expand the foundations of the brand. And the brand was founded and created by me based on a necessity. And I'm really, I pay a lot of attention to detail and love in what I do. I really love to build the aesthetics of the brand itself. It reflects a lot of who I am as a person, the magical things that I want to bring into the final consumer. And it's my passion. So I'm blending my passion, my love for what I do, my attention to detail into what is Bunny Cakes, that is transforming to and evolving into a national brand.
And I know I work with a lot of local brands, a lot of local businesses, and a lot of them are shifting. A lot of them are having that mindset of, I need to, well, speaking to myself, you know, I went from SoFlo Vegans to Vegans Explore with the same concept of, I want the rest of the world to see kind of what we're doing. When did you know it was the right time to make that pivot?
In 2020. In 2020, we closed the retail store that we had, and I had that aha moment of saying, well, you know the story. I was refilling the soap dispenser in my house during pandemic. I was very obsessed with cleaning everything in my house. And refilling the soap dispenser, I had the aha moment of saying, well, this is what if we fill a pouch with our batter and then we create a vertical of the business where we can not only sell the final product that we make, we give you the opportunity of having or making that experience at home, and the fact of the innovation of the batter that you know, I'm very busy too. I'm always in a rush. Like, I want to do things nicely, but I don't have necessarily all the time in the world. I'm a mom. Hi. And that convenience of, you know, the idea of the convenience of bringing the brand and the product through the United States, that it was going to be like an easier way of distributing that. That make, like, you know, the push on me of saying, well, maybe we can pivot, you know, part of what our strategy has been until now, and then try the experience of going into the CPG national market with this. And that's what we have been doing for the past, 5 years. We started developing the products and just making sure that, you know, it was feasible to do that. And it's been an experience. It's been a wonderful experience. And it's like a dream come true. It's been the experience of my brand has been through the years, I'm very grateful for all the experiences that I had, because it's like a teaching. It's a constant teaching lesson that I get from it. Mm-hmm. But I think that we made the right decision. We have many plans for the next 2-3 years, and we have had wonderful feedback this year. The product just came out. This specific product just came out in stores, in retail stores, in May this year.
Oh, wow.
So we're like a little baby. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the experiences. Grateful to be here. Grateful for my team that has grown also through the years, and that we always find a way, you know, to keep our vision alive.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And then we'll close on this, and of course get all the details of how people can find your products, where they can go. But I'm curious, for people who may be watching this, who may be in that boat, any words of advice for them in order to get out there and maybe take that first step?
I always say that you need to listen to yourself and your intuition. I think that when you have a love and passion for something specific and your intuition is telling you how, or maybe what will be the first steps that you need to do, listen to it and continue. And it usually you listen to it and you make the action, and somehow the first 3, 2, 3, 5, 10 steps are not successful. The only way to see it, or the only way to go through, is continue. Mm. So I had many, many stories of unsuccessful attempts to make the batter, or when I was starting the bakery, but I just kept pushing through, pushing through, which requires a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
Patient with yourself, patient with the process. That's one of the main, my main, how do you say that? Consejo. I'm thinking in Spanish, advice for people that are just starting. And also, when you don't know how to do something, which is usually the case when you are starting out, or through your through your journey, you asking for help, asking the right people for help, and just be open to listen. Be open to listen to, not necessarily everyone has words of advice, but maybe they give you hints of things that maybe you should take into consideration. So I always listen to everyone, and I analyze what, and I'm listening deeply. And maybe there are some things that I implement, and maybe there are some things that I don't really or necessarily care or implement at that time. But I think it's very important to ask for help when you don't know how to do something, and listen.
Mm.
Listen and analyze what you are receiving at that moment, and see what are the smartest way or the most strategic way to implement it in your vision and your intuition for your brand.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Want to thank you so much for joining us. And you can go, where can they get more information?
Well, you can go to bunnycakes.com, where we'll still have the online bakery, when you can buy your cakes and cupcakes. And for our product, it's the website is readytobakecupcake.com. It's also linked to my main website, Bunnycakes. And you can follow us on social media. We're always saying there what new retailers we have for our products. And the social media is Miss Bunny Cakes, MSBUNNIE Cakes, CAKES.
Thank you so much.
And in Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.